Hey, welcome to Real News Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Yeah, listening to the show, loving it. You know what caught me, you know, pretty much from your list? The 300 mainframe computers.
Yeah. Why is that?
You know how much mainframe computers are. Those computers would have been in an airtight vault, you know. They would have to be some evidence of, you know, those computers being there. It doesn't make sense. And it's like, you know, not to be a dick, but every natural disaster, what do you see in the wreckage? Toilets, sinks. Bathtub, you know.
Yeah, and you don't see none of it here. And these are, you know, at one time, the biggest buildings in the world. I mean, there's supposed to be tons of that in there.
And it should be like over like a fucking 4-block radius of just debris. Even if it's it's just, you know, ridiculous. And the reason why I was calling is because I had a friend who was, you know, all pissed off, you know, of course, when we got, you know, via attack, in quotations, he decided he was going to join the Marines, and, you know, he came back, went 3 times, and the last time he came back, he kept showing us pictures of him killing people, just sniping. Just shooting random people.
I know the guy too, correct?
I'm not sure. His last name's Harrington.
Okay, no, someone else. I was thinking of Muff. Go
ahead. I mean, we think about all the, you know, the victims, you know, of 9/11, but the soldiers come back. They're so fucked up, and they were deceived, and I've been looking a lot into Bush's popularity over that span. Every time his popularity went down, the terror went up.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. David, and that's how they brought in these airport scanners as well. It was like, you know, what they would do is they would manipulate the people into thinking there was going to be another terror attack, another 9/11. They would pull off a fake one like the shoe bomber or the crotch every time that they wanted, you know, something to be done. And, you know, then you got a guy like Michael Chertoff, who's actually, you know, got money in these airport scanners. And, you know, and the fact of the matter is that all, you know, he's working, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, he retires and these scanners go through.
Yeah.
It just shows how messed up the military industrial complex is and how, you know, big this was for them to pull off a false flag like this, to pull off this huge deception. Just to make everybody so mad. I almost thought of joining the military myself after it happened. You know, I was in decent shape at the time, and I thought, you know, if these people could really do that to us, you know, I better, you know, I thought it was like, you know, World War II type stuff, you know. And even, you know, we look back and, hey, you know, we realize that, you know, there was a little pre-knowledge of that and a little baiting. But, you know, 9/11 was a total deception, and the fact that these people have gone to war with this lie and now coming home shattered people, it's disgusting. It totally is.
I mean, those are the real victims there.
Yeah,
you know,
but
they'll never have their lives back.
And we haven't even got into the craziest part of this yet. So all you people out there listening, it's gonna take another twist real soon. But Dave, I want to thank you for calling in. But we're gonna move along because we got a whole bunch of stuff to bang out.
Yeah. Definitely.
But,
I just wanted
thanks
to
a lot,
call
man. I appreciate it, man. Love having
Thank
you call.
You,
make sure you
show.
Make sure you call again next week, buddy.
I will. Take it easy.
You too. Oh, it looks like I hung up on Justin too. Yeah, guys, so you just heard from David. He's called in a few weeks. He's called in a few times for us here. So guys, you have all here he is. Justin, you here?
Yep.
Okay, guys,
Yeah,
so
I'm back.
you have all this fraud going on. Okay, you have fraud with the jumpers, you have fraud with some of the victims, you have fraud with at least one of the airplanes, okay? And I'm going to tell you it's a lot more than that, and we'll get into that. But you have fraud with the memorial services, okay? Now, if you have fraud with the memorial services, right, guys? Now, if you and it comes out that they faked these memorial services, aren't you going to be absolutely irate if you're a 9/11 family? I mean, you're going to be through the roof about it, and you're going to be speaking out about it. Why don't you hear anybody complaining about that? Why don't you hear any of these families talking about, hey, why did they stage these memorials? Why do you always see the same families all the time? Now, there's another key part of 9/11 that's a big emotional thing for everybody, Justin. And besides the jumpers, maybe even more than the jumpers, the 343 firefighters of 9/11.
Right.
After 9/11, you saw like a whole campaign by the whole country to just show more respect to firefighters. People wearing the NYFD things on their hats, and everybody's just loving firefighters. And if what we're told happened, then yeah, they're tremendous heroes. Tremendous. But I got a little something that people need to know. Okay, and this is back along the lines of what we were showing you with the photographs. Okay, of the people where they would just add a person and put an arm around it. Now, you have a show by Jason Burmes. And Jason Burmes, I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to get too much into this type of stuff yet, but he's no good. Okay, and you're going to see after this clip. Okay, and if you're a fan of his, just stick with me and hear us out. Okay, and you're going to see what's going on. The picture is going to start to get a little bit clearer to you. Okay, you gotta look at this video. Promise me you're gonna look at it, guys. Okay, if you can't look at it right now because you're in your car or whatever you can't look at it, make sure you look at it after. Okay, or go to this blog, this interactive blog I set up for the show. Okay, now go to where we were looking at the victims, Exhibit E, the victims. You'll see the pictures of the victims side by side. Now, there's a clip I put here, and later on I'm gonna have you watch the whole thing. Okay, the whole thing. But right now we're gonna start it at 4 minutes and 55 seconds, and there's good audio that goes with it too, so we're gonna play it on the air. And what you're gonna see here, guys, is you're gonna see. Now, remember, we saw pictures earlier of people that were just photoshopped. There was one pose, and it was put into two images with different backgrounds, and it's said to be the same person at a different time. Now, when you look at this, you're gonna say, "Oh, they did it again. Why are they doing this?" But it's different. This time, they're saying these two people that are side by side are different people. And you're going to be looking at a person, you're going to be like, what, does he have a twin? And not only are you going to see like a firefighter with a twin, you're going to see it over and over and over. You're going to see it about 15, 20 times. Now, what's the chances that out of the 300 firefighters that died, there were 15 to 20 sets of twins, Justin?
Not many at all. Not much chance at all.
Not many at all, guys. And not only did they do this abysmal job of just cloning victims and using the same image twice.
Right.
Remember that when you're
What
looking at this is different
what
people.
the best refers to it is would be morphing. It's taking a picture out of nowhere, and going in and morphing it into a new person by, adjusting something here or there type thing, and just changing it up just a little bit so that person does not look exactly like person C is going to look, a little like it, just changing it up a little bit with software. And some of them end up looking, I've seen some really weird looking victims on the list. But go ahead, Brian.
Yep. Okay, guys, so what we're going to do now, this is important. Okay, now you can look at any victim. We could dig up anybody's name out of the 3,000 and try and break it down. But guys, the people we're giving you are the people whose names are thrown at us. They're the prominent people. So this should show you, if these people are not legit, how many of the people you don't know do you think are legit? Just think about that. You need to ask yourself these questions, okay? You need to ask yourself that question. Now, this clip I'm going to play, remember, I want you to go to the 455 mark. So if you're not there yet, click the link at the top of the Real News Radio page for our interactive blog. Scroll down to Exhibit E, okay? Scroll past the still images. You'll see a couple videos, and the second one says go to 455 right above it. I want you to go to 455 and play it. And this is going to be Jason Burmes, and somebody calls in asking the type of questions about stuff that we're talking about, and he just totally gatekeeps it. He totally tries to slam the information and make the people that are putting it out look like idiots. Meanwhile, when you're looking at this, you're going to be like, this guy's an idiot. I mean, you're really going to be like, this guy's an idiot. The people that they're showing you, you're going to swear it's like earlier when they showed you the same person twice, except this time it's actually supposed to be two different identities. And one guy, they were so sloppy with it, they must have taken the picture from Walmart or something. Guys, listen to this. He's got a barcode on his face. And then they made his twin. All they did was change his name, his middle initial, gave him the same name, same face, threw a hat on him, and still has a barcode on his face. Ha! I mean, that's just absurd. I'm going to play it right now. Let me just set the audio so make you guys show you guys can hear it. And Justin, I'm sure you've heard this, but listen
same
to this.
Same protrusion. And this is their big evidence for TV fakery. And then they overlay a bunch of videos shot from different angles at different aspect ratios and say because they don't line up
he's
perfectly.
He's talking trash about September Clues, building a straw man argument. You know,
make
but here
ridiculous
we go.
Claim because of interlace issues on MPEGs that wings disappear. TV fakery. I mean, there's absolutely zero credence.
Look at these pictures, guys.
I have seen more 9/11 footage probably than 99.9% of the people on this
sure, yeah.
planet.
Look at these people, guys. Are these different people, or is that the same person over and over? Look at this. That's not two different people.
From all the major networks. And
that's not two different people. Look how distinctive looking this guy is.
People like
they just blew his face up.
We're not computer simulations. Betty, these people had families. I think that is more than a little insulting. All right, I guess I had to get off on that tangent for a little while. Let's go to Chuck in.
This is the next call you want to hear. It relates to this. Oh, no, actually, they just show it. Sorry, guys. I thought there was good audio to go with this. But if you guys are watching right now, I'm going to stop it in a minute because it's doing us no good if you guys can't hear it. But if you guys are watching,
oh,
just...
You don't have that audio? I thought you had the guy's audio.
Yeah, I must have grabbed the wrong clip, and this one has stupid music over the audio. But anybody that's listening, guys, you got to do it. Go to the interactive blog, go down to the victim section, look at the video that says 455, okay, and watch it. Watch the whole thing after the show. You'll see regular victims besides just the firefighters. You'll see how much they is Richard Allen right now at the 630 mark. I mean, it's unbelievable, guys. It's unbelievable. The guy's got a barcode on his face. And all they did was change his name and throw a hat on him and use the same picture. And then they only changed his middle initial. So if some of the firefighters are fake, okay, you got to ask that same question. You got to ask, if some of the firefighters are fake, how many of them are fake? How many of them? And you know, why? And this is important, guys, you know, why aren't the real firefighters friggin' pissed off about this to all ends of the earth? Why, you know, you got, I don't know how many of them died, right? But you got these other firefighters and their buddies died and they're not pissed off about it. They're not saying nothing. They're not making a stink about it. I mean, it's rather suspicious, wouldn't you say, Justin?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And then when you look into the firefighters, guys, okay, and you start to realize that, you know, some of these firefighters were absolutely fictitious identities. Well, when you start to break down the firehouses that responded to 9/11, what time they responded and where they came from, the whole thing makes absolutely no sense. You have guys that are dying from some firehouses, like one guy will die. It's like, it's just absolutely absurd. And there's another, there's holes in all these heroes. You have, you know, Willie Rodriguez, for example, the janitor from 9/11, the supposed last man out, his story, it was a good story when we first heard it, and you heard about the explosions in the basement and the guy with the skin melting off and all of this nonsense. It was nonsense, okay? If you break down his story, there's one part that's a smoking gun of it, and I don't remember the number of the fire truck. I was trying to get it before the show, but I'll dig it up for you guys by tomorrow and put it up. He said in a couple of his TV interviews that he dove underneath a certain fire truck or whatever, okay, and then all the building
was
came down.
Was it 55 or something like that?
I thought it was in the teens, but it might be 55. The building came down on top of the truck, and the truck is what saved them. You know, the truck was all crushed, yada, yada, yada. And then we have these other pics that came out from, you know, supposedly in other sources, all government, you know. We have these other pics that came out, and they're pulling that same fire truck out of a hole supposedly caused by 9/11 or whatever, and the whole top of it's not even damaged. There's no roof damage. There's no scratches on the paint. And this is the fire truck that the building supposedly came down on. So you have all this fake stuff going. I mean, I don't know how else to say it other than fake. You have some of the victims are definitely fake. Some of them on the plane. Like Justin said, he'd studied the planes, the passengers of the planes, a lot more than I did. And, you know, he put them in the Social Security Death Index. And only one to two of them came back. Okay? One to two of them came back. Now, we know that Flight 175 was fake. Okay? Look at the pictures I put up. I mean, can you explain it in any other way, people? You can't. You can't explain it in any other way at all. At all. Okay? Now, you know, there's more. The deception here is absolutely mind-blowing, guys. It's absolutely mind-blowing, okay? We're gonna rewind a little bit, okay? And we're going to go back to when we were talking about the art students on the 91st floor. Now, do you remember when we were looking at the pictures? And if you weren't there earlier, go to Exhibit A, okay? Look at the pictures right at the top row. Remember the guys doing the stunt, taking the window out, going out on the balcony? And we talked about, you know, where is the Federal Bureau of Shipping? They're supposed to be sharing this floor with them. The floor's gutted. It's stripped down. You can't even hang a ceiling here if you wanted to. It's so stripped down. I want you to go to the very next picture, the one that looks like a white paper, a drawing of the it's a drawing of the World Trade Center. Now, this is something that they put in their book, The Gelatin Bee. And this is a schematic, it looks like, of their place of study. Now, if art students were staying in the World Trade Center, Justin, and they're staying on one of the floors there, and they drew an image of their, say they wanted to draw for people their work for some reason, or their place of study, whatever you call it, and draw it in detail, I mean, what would you think you would see on the drawing?
I would think I would see all the internal columns. I think I would see walls. I would think I would see. The columns thing is actually something that you wouldn't expect to see that exactly. You do see. You would expect to see floors and you know, light fixtures
maybe a couch, some desks, maybe like an art canvas or two, maybe a vending machine, receptionist, right? Well,
yeah, I would expect in a whole book full of things you would expect to see a lot of stuff like that, you know, just even computer banks and stuff, where you have a whole bunch of computers set up and go ahead, Ry.
So you have these you have these art students that staged the jumpers of 9/11. And if you're not quite sure about that yet, you know, I understand. It takes time. But please look into it. This show will be up in the archive later, okay? You guys, listen to it anytime you want. I'll put up a shareable link. You'll always be able to hear it, and this blog will always be up, and I'll link it to the show where you'll be able to get it easily. Go back, look at this evidence. Find some for your own, though. Look into my claims. Don't just look at my evidence. Look for your own evidence out there about the claims that I make and see if I'm right, okay? Just see if I'm right. I swear, people, I would not make any of this up, okay? Now, look at their diagram. Like Justin said, you would see you would see the walls, light fixtures, regular things you would see in an office building if that's what they're drawing in office buildings. You know what you see, guys? Look at it. Okay, you see the World Trade Center. You see the helicopter outside, which would be odd, but it's not because you know that they used a helicopter for their stunt, okay? Then you see when they draw in the middle of the building, you don't see a chair or a desk or a receptionist or some plants or a vending machine. You see the actual layout of the supports of the building. They have this thing drawn out like a blueprint. Now, these are art students that are staying on the furnished 91st floor, supposedly. Also sharing it with the Federal Bureau of Shipping. And it gets better than that. And in their book, okay, they made some very cryptic statements, okay? And what they said in their book was they said, 10 floors to the top, and it's all I want to word it correctly. They said something to the effect of 10 hollow floors to the top, or 10 missing floors to the top. Now they're on floor They are on floor 91, okay? They're on floor 91. Now, I want to show you something else because this goes hand in hand with it. They're on floor 91. Now, these are the people that stage the jumpers. You have pictures of their floor gutted. Actual photographs, not drawings. We have three photographs there of them on the 91st floor, and it's gutted. And then you have them making the statement that it is hollow to the top, 10 floors to the top, okay, 10 missing floors to the top. And you have this other diagram where they talk about how very amazing building on the outside, very depressing building on the inside. World Trade Center, it says right above it. It's a drawing of it, arrows pointing to it. You have another one, it says depression inside, amazement outside. What the hell does that mean?
Didn't it say depressing and empty, or am I reading too far into that? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, they did. They actually absolutely did. They said 10 empty floors to the top. That's how they worded it, actually. 10 empty floors to the top. And they also have it. I'm looking at the statements right now. You guys can look at the picture. Look at the picture that has the three black drawings on it. When you click on it and blow it up, you'll see these statements. The bottom one here, to break through the black belt into the amazing zone. And it has a picture of the balcony coming out the
And again, now, here's the another thing, too, is they actually they draw the center supports. Now, it makes you wonder that you would think that they would be covered up if this place was still furnished. But the fact that they're drawing, you know, they drew some but not all. So maybe that's what they could see from where they were or whatever. But to be able to draw that, you know, without looking at a blueprint, and
they shouldn't see a single one. They shouldn't be able to see any of those.
Nope,
they got the whole thing laid out in detail, the whole thing laid out. And also the thing you notice when you're looking at it, there's about half the amount of core columns as we're told were in the World Trade Center. Right, okay, now that could be they just didn't draw them all, they didn't see them all. Or it could be that maybe there weren't as many core columns as we were told. Maybe that had something to do with the building coming down as quick as it did, right? So let's scroll down a little bit, guys. Okay, now you have these pictures that we're looking at. Now, right underneath, you have that jumper video that says the jump is a fake. I showed you that. Right under that, you have a picture of the elevators. And I have another one, too, and I can't find the picture right now, but I'll get it up by tomorrow. Look at the elevator, and you just tell me what's wrong with it. Well, I'll tell you right now. It goes from floor 78, and then it picks back up again at 102 and does 102 to 107. Why does it skip from 78 to 102, first of all? Now, I do know elevators sometimes do skip as express. I know the whole deal, right? But do you think it's a coincidence that the people on the 91st floor told you that there's 10 missing floors to the top and that the elevator skips those same 10 floors and then picks back up at the very next floor? I mean, that doesn't sound too much like a coincidence to me. And then the other thing you have to ask, guys, is, okay, so the elevators don't go to those 24 floors. Okay, why not? Maybe they're restricted. Okay, you could say that. But that's a lot of floors in a building to be totally restricted, 24 floors. But guys, you got to remember something. That's the impact zone. The elevators don't stop at any of the floors in the supposed impact zone. So how did all these people get to work every day? Did they walk? Did they take the stairs, guys? Did they take the stairs? No, they didn't. You know, you have all these...
Ghost companies.
Ghost companies, people. Ghost companies. Thank you. I didn't know where I wanted to go with that next. Thank you.
Well, here, I'll start real quick with one. Martian McLennan that I mentioned earlier. If you look up that company, it's a well-known CIA... Henry Kissinger front, and that was the one that supposedly was in those 10 to the top, 92 to 100, I believe, or 92 to 102 or something like that. You know, and of course there's a bunch of others. I'll let Brian get into them, but you know, obviously Henry Kissinger has always been a big player. In fact, they wanted to give him the let him investigate this, you know, for the commission, and suppose, you know, the family's turn away or whatever. But, you know, anyway, just to let you know, yeah, Kissinger's big-time globalist elite scum. And, you know, and the fact that, that a CIA front company like Marshall McLennan would be up there, you know, it just shows that, you know, it wasn't there. And, you know, I'll let Brian get into the rest. But, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
All right, good. I'm glad you added that, guys. And that's very important because it's a great place to start because Justin mentions Marsh McLennan. Now, Marsh McLennan was the one company that lost the most amount of people on 9/11. And the company right above them from 101 to 105, 106 was called Cantor Fitzgerald. Now, between the two companies, guys, they lost supposedly 1,016 employees if you count their private contractors that worked for them too that were in the building. 1,016. Now that's one third of the deaths of 9/11. And if you look at the floors that they took up, they took up the whole from the 92nd pretty much all the way to the top, with the exception of the Windows on the World restaurant, was these two companies or vacant space. And we know there was vacant space underneath them. You know, you have the
right, the again, the Freedom of Information Act thing too. Yeah, the occupancy. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You have the art students telling you that the 10 floors above them are missing. They're missing. And you look at their picture and the floor is missing. Okay? Now that is the impact zone. That is the same floors that Marsh McLennan is on. So those art students are telling you that the floors that Marsh McLennan on do not exist. Now, as if that doesn't sound crazy enough, go look back at some footage with your new set of eyes. Go look at something like maybe the Edna Cintron video where she's up in this impact zone and she's waving in the window for a long time. Look at the big black void behind where she is. Look at the big black void. Now, guys, you have, you know, there was a Freedom of Information Act that was filed to get the occupancy of these towers, okay? So, I did mention this earlier. If you guys want to look at that, okay, I actually posted this on the site for you guys. You guys can download it to your, you know, to your program or whatever they use to look at those type of documents. I don't even know if it's like a word processing program or whatever the hell it is. Let me just see where the hell did I put it. Oh, here it is. Okay, I know where it is. Now, guys, you know, you have Marsh McLennan and Cantor Fitzgerald are ghost companies, okay? You have the art students telling you the 10 floors above them are missing. Their floor looks like it's pretty much missing everything on it. The elevators don't stop on the same 10 floors that they're telling you about, the same floors that Marsh McLennan would use to get into work. Okay, the same floor that at least the Federal Bureau of Shipping on, you're looking at it, and it's vacant, okay? And then if you look at the occupancy report of the towers, okay, you have the towers at only about 20 to 35% occupancy for almost the entire life, okay? And then we're supposed to believe, like, in the last 2 years that all these companies moved in, and the occupancy shot up to about 95%. Now, that's very suspicious, obviously. Obviously, it's very, very, very suspicious. You know, and now that we're talking about there being fake victims, fake this, fake that, we know they want to add drama to it. So it makes sense that the occupancy numbers would go up to 95% now that you know that there's ghost companies. You see how it's starting to fit together now? Well, something even better than that, and this is the gem of all gems, guys. If you go to Exhibit D, okay? Go to Exhibit D, the occupancy of the towers. Do you see the picture right there of the tower and it looks hollow? You can see the sun shining right through it. I mean, you can see for a fact that there are almost no finished floors in the tower, okay? You can see it. You can see the sun shining right through. Bright through. Bright, 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 bright through. Now, guys, this is not a Photoshop pic. It came from a site called Lera, L-E-R-A. com, and they're a big time you know, architectural company or whatever, huge company. Okay, now this picture was taken in 1972. Now some people would say, okay, well, it was done before the towers were finished and that's why it looks like that. Well, let me ask you something. If it was done before the towers were finished, why are the end caps and the antennas on the building, okay, and the crane is up on the roof, and do you think that they're going to go in the elevators, and do you think that they're going to take cement up to every floor and fill in every floor when the outside of the building's already done? Now, let's just say, and I'm not buying it for one second, let's just say that that's the truth. Let's just say that, you know, that's what they did. Do you think the towers would have ever been completed in the time frame that they were? You know, the towers were supposed to take 10 years to build. Do you know how long they took? They took under 2 years to build these two biggest buildings in the world and all the structure inside. Supposed to take them 10 years, and it took them two. 2 years. Now, here's the good one, guys. Let's say I give you that. Let's say, all right, that picture was before it was done, even though it wasn't. Let's just say it was, because it's the same year the tower was completed. It was shortly after. Scroll down to the next picture. Here you got the Twin Towers again, right, guys? I mean, you've seen this scene forever. Now, do you notice something funny there? Do you notice that the top third of the building, maybe top 40% of the building, you can still see through it, right? You can see right through. You can see the center column of the building. You can see clear through the building, right? And do you know when this picture was taken? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't 1972. Guys, this second picture right here, this second picture was taken in 1978, 6 years after the completion of the World Trade Center. 6 years. 6 years after the completion, the second picture was taken. And do you see how at the bottom you can't see through anymore? That's not because they even finished the floors. That's not even why. That's because they put an intricate automatic shutter system up to block the hollow effect of the towers, to block the sunlight from coming through, and to light up different offices or make it appear that it was lit up in different offices. They had automatic shutters on it. Now, I'm not saying there was no companies in this building. You don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, there were very few. Very, very, very few. And all the ones that we were told lost all these people on 9/11, those companies are a complete fraud. They're ghost companies. And as a matter of fact, when you look at this picture, you see how the top third, you can still see that it's hollow, right? You can tell that. You're not going to argue with me on that, right? You see that? The top third, you can see right through. Now, this is 6 years after the building's done. Do you know what else this is after? This is after those companies moved into those floors. This is after the impact zone was already occupied by Marsh McLennan. But you can see right through. But they're telling you in the occupancy report they're in there. So which one is it? Well, at some point, you don't let your eyes lie to you anymore, guys. They weren't in there. Now, if you want to say that that's just absurd, and, you know, I don't have enough evidence to say that, I got more. I got more, guys, okay? I got more. If you were to look at the, where was I just going with this? I'm losing my spot for a second. Justin, we know you were going to bounce out of here in a minute. You got anything you want to say before you get off, and then I'll let you get out of here?
No, I just wanted to say for everyone out there to, you know, to go through a lot of this info. You know, and there's a lot of other stuff, too, and I'm sure Brian will get to it. A lot of stuff, too, like the props that were used, you know, with the smoke... the smoke sticks or whatever you want to call them, the smoke pipes, the smoke machine, you know, this is something that goes very deep. And I've known about a lot of this stuff for 2 years, and a lot of it's just, I don't know to the depths that Brian knows it, cause he studied it a lot more than me. But, once I started, you know, looking at this stuff, I didn't want to believe it either. You know, but I'm like, you know, I'm 99% sure that he's got it 99% right. So I'll leave it at that. And, you know, and I've been a serious researcher for years. So, I mean, you know, this is something I've been looking into since 2005. Ins and out, I've seen, you know, seen a lot of footage of this stuff. A lot of stuff he's brought to, you know, to me recently. I've relooked at it and, you know, it just, you know, reconfirmed my beliefs that, you know, that most of the, you know, that most of what he's saying is in fact 100% true. And I think that a lot of people just need to get off the thing that they think they know everything. They think they've heard everything. and go and check this stuff out for yourself. There's a few sites around. Brian will tell you where to, you know, where you could find him. You know, just Google this stuff for yourself and see. There was even a mainstream article recently that asked, you know, where did all these, you know, why aren't these people listed, Brian? I don't know if you have that on hand. Somewhat mainstream article. It wasn't from a conspiracy site. You know, it was from some.
I do. I'll dig it up at some point.
I believe a congresswoman was asking questions about this, correct? Or some type
of. I'm not quite sure who it was.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, I'm falling asleep. I got to work in the morning. Brian's going to finish up, I'm sure. But stay tuned. And I don't know. Thanks for listening to me. And I'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
Brian.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming in, even when you're under the weather.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. Take it slow,
buddy. I'll talk to you after. All right, guys. Guys, on that note, don't go anywhere. We've got even more blockbuster evidence to do with this. This is even going to take another twist. It's crazy. There's still a lot of stuff to get into here. This gets even deeper than you think, deeper than you could even probably ever imagine, guys. I mean, it's really crazy. It really, 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 really is. We're just going to take a quick 3-minute break, guys. I'm going to play a quick song. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're listening to Real News Radio, Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. You're listening to our 9/11 special. Thanks, everybody. Just stay with us. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much for staying with us during that break. Sorry, I had to take a drink right there. So if you've never heard any of this information before, okay, I know what you're thinking. I've been down this road that you're going down right now. The thoughts that are going through your head, I get it. I understand. You know, you looked at all this other stuff before. You know, how could all of that be wrong? Guys, listen, don't take my word for it. How could you? How could you just come on here and take my word on all this stuff, right? You can't. You'd be a fool if you did that, right? You would. You got to look at the evidence. Look at the things I'm saying. I'm not making any of that. All of that is fact. All of it. And I know the thing with the photoshopping and the comparisons, that's the thing I don't like to stay on too much. Just because it's all debatable. Because, you're comparing images that do they look the same or do they not. But guys, seriously, if you didn't look at all the videos I put there, make sure you check them out after. I mean, they did it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you can't tell me they didn't, okay? You can't. I mean, there's so many victims that are obvious Photoshops. Obvious. And all these prominent parents, all of them, all the prominent parents that you know, when you look at their kids, they're not listed in the death index and they carry around the same two friggin' pictures of him. Especially Bob McElvain. I mean, those pictures of his son are so obvious that one head just got cut off and put on the other picture. It's unreal, guys. It's unreal. Now, like I said, there's some serious questions that all of this brings up and you need to ask. And they need to be answered. And they're going to be answered before we leave here tonight, okay? They are. You have to ask, why aren't the real families speaking up, right? Why? How could they sit there and watch these people parade around knowing that they're frauds? Well, maybe they don't know that they're frauds. How can they sit around and while this fake memorials are going on? Oh, here's a better one for you guys, right? Remember I told you guys that if you go into the EXIF data of a lot of these pictures, if you run them through an EXIF viewer and you look for the last time they were edited, okay? And a lot of these victims, and we're talking the prominent ones, okay? So God only knows about all the other ones. We're talking about the prominent ones. When you take their pictures off the official websites like CNN, and you go through there, and you see that the last time the pictures were edited was before 9/11, I mean, that's a slam dunk. That's a slam dunk that there's something going on. That doesn't seal the case, but that shows you that there's certainly some fakery going on with these victims, okay? Certainly. Now, if you guys missed the first part of the show, The significance of that is when you edit any photo, whether it's text, contrast, brightness, whatever, it stamps that EXIF data, stamps that date on there. And you have all these peoples that are stamped before 9/11. Okay, so of course they are. Their pictures were taken before 9/11, right? But you're forgetting something. They added the obituaries. The obituaries are in the pictures. So obviously the obituaries can't be done before 9/11, can they? No, they can't. They can't. But they were. I swear to God. Go look for yourself. Mark Bingham, famous phone call. Obviously that never happened. Todd Beamer, let's roll guy. Sonia Popolis, or Popolo. All of them. Look them up. Look them up. Okay? Now, I'm trying to remember where we were. I don't want to lose my spot here. Let me see where I was, guys. I'm sorry about that. Okay, yeah, excellent. You know, we're looking at the picture here. For those of you that went away for a second or weren't here, go to the blog. If you are on the Real News Radio page, right at the top, I put a link right under the pictures called the interactive blog or something like that. Click on that. It'll bring you to another page, and I have pictures and videos and some documents like Freedom of Information Acts. A few other things, like the contents of the building, yada, yada, yada. I want you guys to follow along so you can see how damning this evidence is. Let me go down to Exhibit D, the occupancy of the towers. I mean, look at that first picture. That is the gem of gems right there, guys, okay? I mean, I had that as my profile picture for a while. I mean, look at that. That is the Hollow Towers. Welcome to the real story of 9/11. The Hollow Towers. Now, if you weren't here a minute ago, you might say, well, look it, there's a crane on there. They're still building it. And I tell you, well, I don't think that they would take cement in after finishing the building. But let's just say I give you this one. Scroll down. See the next picture. 1978, my friends. 6 years after the towers were completed and occupied. Now, this isn't easy work. And I never said it is. And that they know that. They know that people will get discouraged or people will think the idea is crazy. And that's a lot of the way they're able to get away with this type of stuff. Okay? Now, if you take the time, guys, and I know some of you will, because you guys are great researchers. You guys are awesome. If you guys weren't, most of you wouldn't be listening right now. Okay? Take the time. Use the links I provided, and I'll give you guys some more after. I threw this together before the show, but I promise by tomorrow night, I'll have even more content for you guys to, kind of help you guys off in different directions or whatever. If you take the occupancy report, which is like this huge spreadsheet, but it's right there. It's right below that picture, actually. I put it. See the grid? See the link? It says editgrid.com, FOIA request, WTC 72 through 2000. Okay, that will give you every tenant that's ever been in the building, allegedly, every tenant when they moved in, when they moved out. And right below that, I have a picture there that actually shows you the towers from the pictures above, from the Hollow pictures. And it shows you Canada Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan. And look at, even in 1978, that's the floors they're supposed to be on, guys. And they're supposed to be there at that time. And they're not. They're not there. Look at the picture above. Just look at it. Can you come to any other conclusion than those floors aren't there? I mean, look at it. There's nothing there. And the bottom, I'm glad I don't forget about this. You guys are going to be blown away by this next video I'll get for you. The bottom is not completed. The bottom is covered. And you can almost kind of see it when you look at the seam on the left tower. You can almost kind of see how it's a covering. It's like a little bit wider than the building. We're not going to stare at that for 10 minutes, though. But it's a covering, okay, that is basically a shutter system. And the shutters open and shut real fast, or they open slow and stay open, or whatever they do. They block the light out, and at certain times they let light in, and they make it look like an occupied building. And they bounce them around different and change the way the light is thrown, like so every night it's not the same offices lit up or whatever. Now that sounds, come on, Brian, are you serious? Guys, I'm going to show you, all right? I'm not just going to tell you. We got some blockbuster evidence here. This is proof. I got proof of these stage props. How's that, okay? I got proof of what I'm telling you. I can show you a video right now of the shutters in action, okay? Scroll down just below the picture where you see the hollow pictures of the towers with the names of the companies overlaid on it that I was just talking about, right below the 1978 picture. it says click here to see the videos of the auto shutters, full and slow motion. Now, when you get there, I think it's going to autoplay. So if you want to stop one and play the other, the one on the left is regular speed. Watch it. You probably will barely even notice anything because they open so fast and shut. You'll see like a flash. Then watch it in slow motion. Look kind of towards the left side. And guys, you're going to see shutters on the face of the World Trade Center automatically opening and shutting at all different ones at different times. Like, not even, like, it's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. These shutters were really on the outside of the building. They really, really, really were. Why can't I click on this right now? Crap. I'll fix that. I'll get that video for you guys right now while I'm while we're talking about it here. I don't know why it's not showing up. All right, I'll get the link. I know where to grab it from, and I'll just throw it in the chat for now, and I'll get it back up on the site in a minute. That way, everybody listening after can have it. Yeah, guys. So you have these stage props everywhere, and those aren't the only ones. Okay, I have more, and I will show you. We have smoke pipes above the 91st floor. Now remember, that's where Marsh McLennan and Cantor Fitzgerald are, right? They're supposed to be above the 91st floor. Now, I'm telling you that they said the floors were vacant, that they said, 10 floors hollow to the top. The elevators don't stop on the same floors. You can see that picture. I do have another one that I got to get up. I wasn't able to find all my pictures right away, but I will get it. There's another elevator shot I have of a different set of elevators. And it's the same thing. They don't stop at those floors, okay? I understand that sometimes there's express elevators, whatever. But what's the chances it's the same ones? And then when you study the video, and now you're looking through a different set of eyes. You wouldn't look for this before. For instance, like I said, with the woman waving in the hole in the building, you would just notice, hey, that woman's waving. I saw people commenting, oh, how does she stay there with that heat? She should have jumped. This, that, the other thing. It's a big void behind her. There should be like a whole bunch of floors that you can see because the side of the building's banged out. You know what I mean? It's completely blown out. But you can't see anything inside. You can't see any floors, any contents, any desks, any tables. It's because it's all bogus. Now I'm gonna post this in the chat right now for you guys. So if you're looking at the Chatango chat, it's right. It's just a tiny bit down on our radio page on the left side. Okay, right under right to the left of where you picked up the stream. I'm dropping it in there right now. Here's the link for you guys. Now that right there, guys, is in full speed. Okay, now watch that. And you'll barely see it. You'll think you saw something. You won't be sure. And then I want you to play the next clip, which I'm going to grab right now. And I know this doesn't make for the best radio, me doing it this way and not having it prepared. I apologize for that, but I really, really, really want you guys to see this. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, now watch that first clip. And for those of you that are listening to the archive, I'll tell you by the end of the show where this will be. This will be in the interactive blog, guys. Anybody listening to the archive, okay, just go to the interactive blog for this show. There's a link for it at the top of the Real News Radio page. And you can see all these things I'm showing everybody. Okay, everybody that's listening live, I'm going to drop that in the chat for you guys right now. Here is the same video, but in super slow motion. Look to the left side. You'll see the shutters opening and closing. You'll see it. You'll see it. These are stage props, people. Stage props on the towers. Isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable. Take a look at it. I'm not making it up. I couldn't make that up if I wanted to, man. I really couldn't. I could not make that up. There are stage props, guys. Stage props. Unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. I'm going to play a call right now. This is a great call. This is actually this is somebody I actually had the pleasure of speaking with probably about maybe a month ago. He has a radio show. He was actually on somebody else's show that I went on. His name's Chris Kendall. He made a video. He didn't make a video. I mean, he just recorded his phone call. And he called Willie Rodriguez, who I told you guys is a fraud. Now, I know some of the things I'm saying today are going to rub you guys the wrong way, but that's because you have the wrong impression of people. I don't say these things if I'm not sure. I would never call somebody a fraud if I didn't know. I haven't studied Willie too extensively, but I studied him enough to know he is absolutely a complete fraud. And I know some other good researchers that have studied him at great lengths that have tons of holes in his story. This is absolutely impossible. So he is one of the mouthpieces for 9/11 Truth. And 9/11 Truth is not about truth. You might be about truth. I might be about truth. The nine other people that's in the chat right now might be about truth. But the people at the top, for the most part, are not about truth. Now, we're not going to get into, you know, pointing everybody out and all that right now. Later on, we are going to address a few things that has to do with that. But for right now, we're going to stick to the hardcore 9/11 information right here. And you just need to know that Willie Rodriguez, because I want to play a clip that he's in. That's why I'm bringing it up now. The janitor, the one that was supposedly the last man out of the tower, okay? He's on a show. I think her name is Joyce Riley. You guys, I'm sure you guys know who she is. And this guy, Chris, calls in there, Chris from Oklahoma, and listen to the questions he asks. And think about everything I just said to you this whole show. Listen to the questions he asks. Remember the questions that I said need to be answered. Listen to what he says. And then you'll see, it'll say it on the screen, so I'll tell you. But at one point, they're going to just mute him. They're going to mute him, and then they're just going to talk, and Willie's going to go on and on and on and on. Now, I know some of you guys that are listening might even be friends with Willie. I get it, but you guys don't know what these people's real intentions are. Now listen to Chris and listen to the questions he asks, because he knows. He knows what I'm telling you. He's one of the few people that already knows this, okay? A lot of people I've tried. It hasn't been because I haven't tried. I posted this in a blog, guys, a long time ago. I got a few hundred people to read it, actually maybe over 1,000 on here. I actually posted this on Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, okay? I'm sure you guys have seen people post stuff from there. I posted it on there, and within 2 days, guys, 60,000 people had read it. 60,000, okay? It got bumped, kept going up, up, up. It got to the second spot, and it was about to kill the first one, blow it out of the water, and they took me right off the top 10 so nobody would see it and click on it anymore. So only people would randomly find it if they found it buried somewhere. They really censored me. They censored this information. I'll give you guys a link to that after. I have that same blog right here on my site. It's good to have it in a few places, though. You know, I want as many people as possible to read this information. So there are some people that are getting it, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys, if you feel isolated now, you feel like you can't talk about this, screw that! Okay? If we're going to be serious and we're going to be real researchers, you got to stop worrying about hurting people's feelings, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you're thinking, I can't go around and saying that they fake some of this or they fake some of the victims, what happens when the real families oppose me? I'll tell you what. I've been saying it for a long time. Nobody's opposed me. I know I'm not big time. I know this is a small radio show. I get that, okay? I did get to go on a big radio show, though, the Kevin Smith Show. He's got millions of listeners. He let me come on with this information. He didn't censor me, and I got to thank him for that, okay? Because there's a lot of frauds out there in the movement, in the research, even in the UFO community, which is what more he is along the lines of. But he's got a big, huge show, and he let us come on there. He let me give out all this information. I want to thank him for that because there's not too many people that are gonna let us do that. Now, guys, you got to know this. Listen to this. You know how many 9/11 groups I have been kicked out of for doing nothing but speaking the truth? For doing nothing but bringing up this information? I've gotten kicked out of so many 9/11 groups, like on Facebook or whatever. And you know what it is, guys? Some of the people, they swear they're awake. And I'm not saying if you don't know about this part of 9/11, you're not awake. Don't get it mixed up. But some people swear they're awake, but they are so stubborn that they can't admit that they're wrong, and they're not even close to being awake. The number one trait you need to becoming awake is being able to admit that you're wrong and having the drive and the passion to want to correct it. When I find out that I'm wrong, it's almost enlightening because now I know I can correct that. And I've been, you know, it's almost like nothing like being wrong and then finding out you're right after when you fix everything. I'm going to tell you right now, this isn't a coincidence. This goes along with everything I've been saying. Why do you think when people have gone to look into these victims, there's so many stories of the people being non-existent, having no history, having no background, no high school friends? Some of the people that people have even gone to investigate, their addresses don't even exist. It's an empty lot between two houses that doesn't have an address. You understand? This is going on everywhere. It's all over the place. So you guys got to not be afraid to speak. I'm going to get back to the hardcore information in a second. I want to talk about this for a minute. You gotta be not afraid to speak. Say what's on your mind because you never know that the stuff you're holding in, the person sitting right next to you might be thinking the same thing, and so might the other guy in the room, and none of you are even talking about it, and nothing's going to get it done. Do you want to keep reciting lies? Because that's what loose change was, okay? Yes, it was lies. It was actually the control of opposition aspect of the movement, okay? The film Loose Change, you guys think it's all anti-government and it's you know, going against it's actually reinforcing the official story. Now you guys are like, come on, man. You know, you're telling us up is down, left is right, 9/11's fake, this, that, the other thing. You know, it's like, it's true, though. It's true. They do back up the government story. Now, how does the 9/11 conspiracy theory or truth community or how does it back up the government story? Easy, guys. Because as long as you mention the four airplanes and the 3,000 victims, then they have no problem with you. Any truth community site will take you in. Once you start talking about maybe the victims or even the airplane, not even getting into the victims, which could be a touchy subject, people, there's sites that you can't even talk about the second plane being fake. Now, even if you don't believe what I'm saying about the plane, and I know some of you might not, and I know some, there actually are a couple people that I've ran into that I respect as researchers, but they don't know about the second plane, but I don't consider them real 9/11 researchers. If you don't know what I'm saying about the second plane, okay, just go back and look at some of the reaction of, I won't even give you anybody's name. Just take anybody in the alternative media, pretty much, almost anybody, and go look at some videos of them when people bring up the second plane or try and talk about the second plane. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants. And why don't they want to talk about it? You know, for a long time, I didn't know. See, when I first learned about 9/11, I was lucky because the way the road was already paved in front of me. Guys, believe it or not, okay, not this past November that just passed, like a couple months ago, but the November before, that's when I found out 9/11 was a lie. So until then, I thought Osama bin Laden did this, all of that. Okay, so this has been a wild and crazy ride for me, man. It really has. It really has. But there was a lot of information and a lot of things that were already debunked before I got there. I was fortunate enough to see a lot of video evidence of the second plane before the second, you know, like pretty much a month after I woke up to 9/11, okay? Anyways, I'm getting so off course here. I apologize for that, guys. I got so much information. I hope you guys can stay on for, like, you know, another hour or so, because I got a lot more. I still got more to get into. I'm going to play this phone call right now. I want you guys to have a listen to this, and then we'll get right back into it, all right?
Thank you, Annie. Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air with Shea Kestis and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been running across some things about 9/11 and the whole story about what happened. Now, if you look at the photographs of the aftermath, one thing that really stands out, and I don't hear mentioned too much, is the fact that you look at the rubble, okay, and there is no desks, there are no refrigerators, there's no office furniture, there's no trash cans, there's no phones. There's no carpet. There's no wire. What do you guys think happened there? I mean, that's extremely unusual to have a 100-plus story towers, two of them, come down, modern office buildings inside.
Yeah, and I agree. And the same thing with the Pentagon. Also, there's no desks out on the Pentagon grounds either. William, let me go.
Guys, now they muted him, okay, so he can't respond and listen to what Willie does. He goes on and on and on about it. And Chris knows he's been muted, but he's going to ask tough questions anyways because he knows they can hear it, okay? He knows.
Go to you first for your response.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on ground zero that day. I was pulled from the rubble. I was there the following day with the bucket brigade. I was through the whole process of sifting through the rubble. So I have... at least a personal understanding. Of course, when the building collapsed, floor by floor, going on top of each other, it compresses and basically destroys everything. I mean, we have something called Hangar 17 at the JFK airport, which holds, you know, many of the items that were removed from the area. And you have like five floors on a chunk of concrete compressed. Everything that was on five floors on a, you know, a specific area was compressed into a small chunk, not a small chunk, but, you know, a huge chunk of concrete. And it's kind of like it fused. But I did find, you know, small things, not big things, you know, not desks or things like that. But I found, you know, pieces of a phone or pieces of mostly paper, actually, mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way. But, you know, you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was... it just vaporized. That was their response to me when I contacted the Pentagon. All right, let's go to, thank you, Chris in Oklahoma. Let's go to Walter in Montana. Walter, you're on the air with Sheikh Estes and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Now, here's when he's muted, and he's going to keep talking. But when he was muted, this is what he said.
It's coming. Concrete. And it's kind of like infused.
So you have, so what you're saying, William, is you have a lot of, you have a lot of smashed refrigerators, a lot of smashed file cabinets and stuff in the debris. So why is that not, why is that not in the photos?
Mostly paper, actually, mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way. But, you know, you can find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was, it just vaporized. That was their response.
Well, how about the idea that maybe the towers were hollow?
To Walter in Montana. Walter.
So there you have it, guys. And see, the questions he's asking, those are the questions that I'm talking about. I mean, wasn't I about the debris pile? They can't explain it. And this, they come up with all these wacky theories about it. Now, the reason, now that you guys are seeing the big picture, we can start to, I can stop holding back some of these things because I didn't want to get too far ahead and tell you that these buildings were mostly empty before I built up everything about the fake deaths, everything about the death index, everything about the pre-9/11 obituaries. Let's run down some facts about what we learned about tonight, and some of the stuff I'm sure you already knew, okay? But how about, you know, first off, the second plane was fake. I know a lot of you already knew that, but the second plane was fake, okay? Most of the firefighters, at least from what I've seen, were fake. I mean, you've got cloned people right off of another person. You can tell. I mean, they look like twins, but they just changed the name. It's ridiculous. Then you have these other victims that we looked at, like Elizabeth Guino and these others. And if you guys haven't seen, okay, just go to our blog right now, the interactive blog, and scroll down, go to the victim section, and look at these Photoshop pictures. All they did is Photoshop it. They don't have two pictures of these people. They have one. One thing, and they morph it into two different people sometimes. Right here, these are the same people. They just put an arm around them. Same pose, same clothes on most of them. Some of them they changed the clothes. Some of them didn't even do that. Some of them even got the same exact background. They just threw an arm on the person and thought nobody would notice. Like, we're that stupid. And you know what? Nobody did notice for a long time. And I am not the guy that noticed. I'm not trying to take credit for any of this, guys. Okay? I'm not. I am just somebody that was, I refuse to have any doubt and not investigate these things, okay? I knew something was still wrong. So, and then when I heard that phone call from Jesse Ventura to Alex talking about Judy Wood and this and that, I mean, that changed everything. And do you see now? Do you see where we're at now? And how if I never looked at Judy Wood's evidence, I might have never went to Fetzer to look for other 9/11 stuff and heard that interview. I might have never seen in Judy Wood's evidence about the steel spire that she says disintegrated by a directed energy weapon and the video of all the cars. And I put that video there, guys. It's 10 minutes long. I don't want you to watch it now and be distracted. But if you go to the blog after and you scroll, let's see where it is. It's pretty far down near the bottom. Yeah, it's says, tell me what's wrong with these cars in blue letters. It's underneath Exhibit F. Now, we're going to go to Exhibit F. I want to show you real quick, and we're going to get back to the building. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that you saw on 9/11 was fake, as in, like, totally fake. Like, not even, not even real. You know what I mean? Like, just totally, absolutely fake. Like, computer-generated, like the airplane was. Now, I'm not going to say the whole day was. So obviously, you've seen interviews, you've seen this, you've seen that. I'm going to show you guys some examples of some things. And I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions for right now on how far that this goes. I do have a theory on top of this that I'll get into after. Now, everything I've said so far, I've based on facts that I've come across. I tried to stay away from theories. Now, I'm going to have a theory on this after. But, you know, I'm actually just going to tell you now. You know, everybody spent 10 years talking about free fall collapse, right? 10 years talking about how the building came down in 10 seconds, speed of gravity. Free fall collapse. So therefore, from that, they based a conclusion. And the conclusion was explosives must have been used, right? Makes sense, doesn't it? Because if it's going faster than the speed of gravity, I mean, you would need something to make it move fast. And I don't know if the force of explosives would make it actually go faster than the speed of gravity. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense. You could understand where they're coming from with that. And then if they tell you they found evidence of thermite and this, that, and the other thing, okay, and just think about all the evidence I've shown you today, and just think about what you've actually seen for evidence of thermite. Think about it. Go back. Look at some of the stuff I showed you. There's obvious forgeries going on here, left and right. Left and right. Okay? Everywhere. Now, I want to show you some stuff. You know what? Before, I better get to it now because I'm telling you about it. If you go down to Exhibit F, it says CGI, okay? The first video says 9/11 TV fakery, evidence of layering. This is a short video, and I want you to watch it right now while we're on the show. Wait till I tell you what it is. Now, everybody talks about Building 7, right? Building 7 is the smoking gun of 9/11. Building 7, Larry Silverstein said, pull it, it came down 5:20 p.m., you know, the whole deal, right? That's just a rabbit trail, man. Do you know that there's actually something else having to do with Building 7 that's much more of a smoking gun? Do you want to see the real smoking gun Building 7 evidence? Click that clip I put right there. What they're going to show you guys is that it's Fox TV, all right? They're going to show you the South Tower collapsing. And as it's collapsing, guys, and this is a video you're watching, supposedly, as it's collapsing, you see the buildings in front of it, including the Solomon Brothers building. Tower number 7, as it's called. Building 7. Okay? It actually totally disappears off the screen. It just disappears right in front of the collapse footage. Now, they try and cover this up. I say, this was taped earlier. Let me ask you something. Whether it's taped earlier or it's live, does it matter? You're talking about a video camera recording a shot. And the building just disappears? I'm going to play that clip. Some of you can hear it. It's only 2 minutes. For those of you that are at a computer, please watch this. Out of all my videos, okay, this is one of the best, most damning videos. Now, if you don't know where I am and you're lost or moving too fast, at the top of the Real News Radio page, there's a link right underneath the banner. It says interactive blog for the show. You click that, and I have a bunch of evidence. I want you to go down to Exhibit F. It's in red letters, Exhibit F, CGI. Now, the first video is what we're talking about, and I'm going to play it right now. And Building 7 completely vanishes off the screen. And that can't happen in the real video, guys. It can't happen in real life and then come back and then go away at 5:20 again. It's because it's a video. And the way this works is it's done in different layers, people. Now, you can shrug your head now, but you're going to keep looking, and you're going to find out. I'm telling you the truth. 9/11, a lot of it, most of it, was shot in different layers using pre-recorded real video in the foreground, let's say, using computer-generated images of the towers for most of it. Most of the collapse, that's why I'm getting into this. I believe the collapse, this is my theory, okay? This is a theory. But I have a lot of evidence backing this up and a lot of reason to believe it. I'm just not 100% enough to, I don't want to put everything on it and have people say, oh, you thought this and yada, yada, yada. The 9/11 collapse footage is fake. It's computer generated. That's why you cannot study it. to tell that it's freefall collapse because you're looking at a special effect. That's why it came down so fast. It was a goddamn special effect. Okay? And I want you to look at this video before you doubt me and play it. Watch Building 7 in the front totally disappear off the screen, guys. And watch how the reporters try and cover it up. And again, guys, this is 10:30 a.m. You can tell the time because the South Tower is collapsing in front of your eyes. But also, Building 7 is vanishing. Here we go. Please watch along. All others, just listen. You can catch it after. I guarantee you, the building vanishes from the screen. I'm not lying to you. And that's because, you know, their video layer or whatever must have failed, cut out, whatever it does, and they were left.
That the investigators will be looking at. Let's just pose the questions. Put them out there.
Another layer too.
Okay, right now, of course, the biggest thing is looking internationally, is trying to pull in intelligence. And I do say internationally because this would be...
Skip, hold that thought, because what we're seeing now is this horrific scene of, I believe, the second...
Yeah.
Of the World Trade Center towers collapsing. I don't know if you can see it where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Just an unbelievable occurrence.
Right, yeah, this one let viewers know what they were seeing.
This is
there.
Tape.
This is tape. Yeah, this
from
is
New York City.
From New York
the
City.
Second,
For those of you not watching right now, it's unbelievable, guys. Let me turn this down a little bit. You're literally watching the South Tower collapse and then Building 7 completely vanishes off the screen. At the end of the video, they tell you to watch the foreground shift. I don't think that's that big of a deal. I wouldn't use that as evidence. Just look at the building vanishing. I mean, just look at it. It completely vanishes off the screen. Okay. Underneath that, I have some other stuff. I'm not going to have a watch along every video now. That's going to make for terrible radio. There is some other stuff you have to look at here. You have to. And you can look at this one while we're talking. Go two videos down. You see where it says 9/11 TV fakery, smoke and mirrors. If you haven't seen this, it's a must-see. The video below that, actually, it's a still picture. We have all four major networks with the exact same shot at the same time. I mean, it's ridiculous that they would have the same angle like that. They're not sharing a helicopter. 9/11 TV fakery, smoke and mirrors. If you play that, it's great. You can even look at the still right now without playing it. The smoke that they – this was on Detroit Public TV. The smoke coming out of the towers right there is fake. And I'm going to tell you the whole image of the towers right there is fake. But the smoke coming out of the towers is fake. You can see how it's duplicated and doubled in size. Literally. Literally. The smoke is coming out of the tower. It has all distinct patterns in it. And then it duplicates and doubles in size next to itself. And it appears like a bunch more smoke. Now, when I first saw this a long time ago, I didn't know what it meant. I thought that everything really did go down as we were told by the truth community, but somehow they added extra smoke or something for more effect. But why would they do that? It's so stupid, right? Why would they do that? Because the whole damn thing was fake. Now, I'm not telling you that the Twin Towers did not come down on 9/11. That's exactly what I'm not telling you that. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, those towers did come down, and they probably took them down with some sort of explosive, okay? However, what we saw on TV for collapse footage was not real. I'm going to show you some more videos later. I'm going to put them up for tomorrow. But for right now, I want you to look at this video of the Pentagon. Okay? Right above the video I had you look, evidence of layering, I have a video where is it? It's right above that. It says 9/11 miracle. If you watch that, it has Shepard Smith from Fox News. Okay, I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to play all these now. I want to tell you what some of these are, so you guys definitely watch them. And it's important evidence. It really is. All of this, you have to, guys. If you don't have a YouTube account, set one up so you can save all these videos. Trust me, keep them organized. If you're a 9/11 researcher, don't put them all in a folder that says 9/11. Have one for victims. Have one for this. Have one for that. This one with the Pentagon here, Shepard Smith in front of the Pentagon, talking about the number of people that died earlier in the day, okay? It's 11:30 at night on 9/11, so that, you know, would make some sense. He gives an estimate, doesn't really know how many. The estimate's kind of high, whatever. It's the day of, okay? Talking about the dead, talking about all of this, all right? Well, if you crop the video so you just get the top and you zoom way in, guess what? Guess what? The Pentagon isn't even damaged. That's what I said. The Pentagon isn't even damaged. Now, how is that possible? What am I telling you now about the Pentagon? Well, what I'm telling you, I'm not telling you the Pentagon wasn't hit. I'm not telling you it wasn't hit on 9/11. I'm telling you that interview was not done on 9/11. They did a lot of pre-taped interviews. Now, obviously, I can't put every video for every subject I'm talking about. There's a lot of stuff to go through. Take some footnotes if you want. Look up these things. Look for some of these interviews. I'll get some more of them up, too. I will. I'll put a lot more stuff to this thread as the week goes on. I'll put more stuff into it. You guys got to read my blog on this, too. I did a great blog. It's like 30 pages, but it's packed with all this information and all this stuff, and then some is in there. Everything I showed you tonight, and then some. You know, you got the Pentagon. It's a pre-taped interview, okay? The Pentagon's not even damaged in the background. He's talking about the number dead, so it's on 9/11, you know, or after, and it's not damaged. And it is that night of 9/11, so it's not like they fixed it or anything like that. Got a bunch of videos like these. I really do. Now, knowing what you know about the CGI, you remember the building disappearing? That's obviously computer generated. Now, you could argue with me and say that, okay, that's computer generated, but the towers in the back is real video. No, that's not the way it worked. Now, remember the plane hitting the building, going into the building? The whole thing was computer generated. I used to think it was just the plane into the video of the building. No, the whole thing was, it was like a video game. And that's why you can't study the collapse footage and talk about free fall collapse, this and that. That's like watching Independence Day and talking about how the aliens blew up the White House. It's nothing more than that. I want to go up to the Judy Wood video. It's only 24 seconds. You guys got to watch this now that you know what I'm telling you. This is why, you know, Judy Wood's evidence, think about her evidence, the lack of debris. Well, that's because the towers were mostly vacant. As a matter of fact, most of it was never even finished. A lot of the floors were just like that 91st floor. And that's why they said the 10 floors above them are like that. So many of them are like that. If you go through the floor plan of all the companies that were in there, you'll have spaces that are known to be vacant. Then you'll have something corrupt like Bank of America taking up 7 floors. Then you'll have more vacant space. Then you'll have companies you know are ghost companies. Guys, here's what they did. Okay, now, if you're going to say to me, kid, you're nuts. Okay, everybody knows how busy those buildings were. Really. Well, let's talk about a couple things. Let's talk about, before we even talk about the myth of the buildings and how they pulled it off, let's talk about where are the people. They told you 50,000 people worked in there. Only 3,000 died. So that means there's 47,000 people that made it out, if we're going by their estimates. Let's take 10,000 right off the top. 37,000. We'll go on the low side. 37,000 people running out of that video, running out of the building. And guess what you don't have? Guess. I challenge anybody that's listening. I got this idea from a friend actually on a different topic. I will actually, if you have a PayPal account, I will pay you $25. This is good for the next day only, okay? Next couple days, just so people 10 years down the line don't make a video or something. Right now, okay? You go through all the videos that are out there. Go through them all, anywhere, any 9/11 site, okay? Find one video, just one, of the people actually exiting the towers, running out, rushing out the exits. Not a video where people are dusting themselves off and they say they just came out of the towers. Show me the video of people streaming out of the towers. Surely it's there. There's got to be tons of that video, doesn't there? Think about it. You know, the media will do anything for a shot. Are they going to miss that shot of that drama of all those people running out of the Twin Towers? There were 47,000 of them. You don't have any of it. As a matter of fact, before anybody brings it up, because I know somebody's gonna. You know, you have videos of people running around, but they're not running out of the towers. It looks like a crowd of people, but they're, you know, either running from the dust cloud or they're running a certain direction all grouped together because they closed down one of the bridges to make everybody crowded around. At least that's what I heard about the bridge. Whether that's true or not, not 100% sure. But either way, you still don't have a video of people streaming out of the video, the building. Guys, there should be tons of these videos. Tons of them. Think about it. Just think about the things I'm saying. Can you got to answer these questions. Where is the video of that? Why have I never seen one? Why have you never seen one? Why has your boyfriend or girlfriend never seen one? Ask anybody. Say, hey, remember that video with all the people running out of the towers, how crazy that was? All the people coming down the staircases and filing out and running for cover? No, actually, I don't remember any of those videos. What videos? Exactly. There's not any. Just like there's no debris. Why is there no debris? Why are there 40 floors of debris missing for each tower? A directed energy weapon? A mini nuke? Thermite turning it all into dust? All of it? And I'm the crazy one? Come on, man. How about let's be simple? Let's go for the simple answer. The contents weren't in the building when the building came down because the contents weren't in the building in the first place. How's that? Now, did some companies occupy the building and then move out before 9/11 and just take their stuff, and then further moving was done to take some of their stuff out and empty out the floors and take it apart? I think so. I think there are some real companies that did do that, did move out. But the majority of the companies are absolutely ghost companies. Okay, the majority of them. A couple of them will really be registered somewhere, like to make it look legit, but they were never in the towers. Okay. And like I said, where is the video of all the people streaming out of the towers? Okay. Now here's the question that some people can't get. You know, there's a few of them, and I'm trying to think which way I want to go with this first. Okay, like, okay, this scam is so big, right? This is such a big scam. You're talking about the building being gutted out, emptied, or at least never full. You're talking about just a few companies there. How did they pull this off? How did they make this look legit to everybody? Okay, and I'm going to tell you how they made it look legit. It's unbelievable the way these people think. The way they made this look legit, okay, guys, they actually took a subway. They built a subway system at the base of the towers, okay? They made it a busy, busy subway stop. So busy that 400,000 people per day come through that stop. Now, they put the Windows of the World restaurant at the top of the tower, and they put the observation deck at the top of the tower. And what does that do? Think about it. What does it do? It keeps the foot traffic going up and down the elevators. When is a subway most busy? Same time that people would be working in the towers mostly, right? You see where I'm going with this? 400,000 people a day would pass through those towers, many of them dressed up in business attire, and some of them would go up and down to the restaurant, the observation deck, maybe a few of the real companies that were actually in various spots throughout the buildings. They probably operated like the Bank of America. Maybe they operated a branch out of there. But most of it was all ghost companies. And we're supposed to believe that a building that even in their own documents was 20 to 30% occupied, that it went up to 95% at the end, at the last 2 years. There's a lot of questions, guys. Like, how did the towers get built so quick? They were supposed to be built in 10 years. It took them less than two, and it was way under budget. And when you dig into the construction of the building, okay, they kicked a whole bunch of people out of, I think it was called Radio Row or something down there. There were a whole bunch of little businesses down there and shops. They wouldn't rent any of them any space in the World Trade Center. You figured they would at least do that. You're taking their property, at least offer them a spot. Nope, none of them rented any space there. They had like pretty much one or two companies handle everything. All right, it got done way under budget, like I was saying. And they built this myth up. They built a myth up for the last 30 years or more about these towers. They built all these. They put together all these documentaries. I'm not talking about 9/11. I'm talking about before 9/11. They put all these documentaries on how these are the busiest office buildings in the world, this, that, and the, you know, all types of stuff been shot about the World Trade Center. And guys, I'm not saying it's a fake building. It's a real building, but it's mostly hollow. And it sounds crazy, but look at all the evidence. How could you look at all the evidence I've put forth tonight and not at least think, you know, that this kid really, you know, he really is telling the truth here? I mean, there's just so much of it. Look at the pictures of the light just shining through. You got to remember some of the dates here, guys. The picture with the light shining through the towers in 1978, the grayer-looking towers, That's after they're supposedly all occupied. That's after. We're not just talking stuff. Those very floors that you can see with your own eyes, guys. With your own eyes, you can see. You can see that it's not occupied, okay? And they are trying to tell you that those same floors is where the planes hit, is where all the people died. But we also have in our head knowing that the art students were staying on the 91st floor. They told us the 10 floors above them were empty. We can see that they're empty. The elevators don't stop there, at least some of them. But this is where all the people died. We're told that on the 91st floor there was the Federal Bureau of Shipping. They're not in the pictures, though. The pictures, the building's gutted. The building's gutted. Okay? Now, they pull off this big scam, subway system, 500,000 people in and out of there. You got to remember, too, guys, part of the scam was the shutters. Don't forget the automatic shutters I showed you guys. Automatic shutters opening and closing, blocking out that hollow effect. And that's what you see in that second picture of the hollow towers, the one we were just looking at from 1978. You see the shutters on the outside, built up the side. And if you doubt any of that, go look at the video. Scroll down one more picture, and right under it, guys, we have the video. You know, people would say, how could they pull this off, you know? How could they pull off such a scam? Guys, do you know that everything changes now? You know why it changes? Remember I told you before this show started. I believe I told you at the beginning, and anybody that read any of my posts on Facebook today, I told you guys that this was going to change everything about 9/11. And it does. Just think about this, right? How could they keep this quiet for so long, huh? How could they keep it quiet for so long? How is nobody speaking up? If this was such an involved plan, so many people would be talking about it. Wrong. Think about this, guys. If nobody died and it was all just a hyped up media event and not a false flag terror attack as we've been told, can't you see how people would keep quiet? Doesn't it make a lot of difference? Doesn't that change the whole game? Now, I know that it's wrong. You know that it's wrong and immoral, and you know that people overseas are going to die because of this. You know that we're going to go to war. You know what all this means. If you're listening to this show, you've come at least this far that you're digging into this sort of information. You've heard things elsewhere. You know that, you know, that brought us into war. I mean, come on. Obviously, we wouldn't go along with it in good conscience. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. All the listeners tonight wouldn't. Justin wouldn't. All these other people would have, but you know who would? Any military type, pretty much. I'm not saying they're bad guys, but you think they're going to come and say, hey, we're going to blow up these buildings, we're going to go. No, they're going to come up, they're going to be like, hey, you're doing a great thing, and we know you've been doing a great job. We need you to do this, yada, yada, yada. We're going to, you know, fake this attack, and you're going to go along with it, and no Americans are going to die. That's what you tell them. Doesn't that change everything? Doesn't that change the way everybody feels about it? Now, for a big thing like this to take place, there had to be a lot of people involved. And there were. There were a ton of people. Oh, before I get off on that, like I just said, doesn't it change everything when people, at least, you know, I am telling you, okay, I will leave open the possibility of some people not dying, but disappearing, relocating, and taking on a new identity for various reasons. But that list, very small. I'd say probably less than 50 people, definitely less than 100, okay? All the rest of it is fake. I understand how hard that is to even come to grasp it, especially if you're a new listener, listening to me for the first time, trying to tell you that this thing you've studied for so long is just a complete lie. It never even happened. Guys, that's what the alternative media is there for, to back this up. And I don't know how late you guys can stay on, but I'm going to get into a little bit of that after and some of the people and give you examples of how they've purposely blockaded all this information and whitewashed it. It's quite unbelievable. Now, the other thing, guys, people would always say, how could – If you're thinking about, you know, the people dying, and how could, you know, like George Bush or whoever would be in charge, Dick Cheney, you know, whatever, how could they go off and sign off on killing their own friends. Like Larry Silverstein, for instance, how could he, people that he knew, his golf partners, his business partners, how could he sign off on their death? And obviously he knew about this ahead of time, didn't he? I mean, the pullet, all that. Obviously he knew about this ahead of time. That's because nobody died, though. That's how they could all do it, because nobody really died. They're laughing at us. Not only did they use this to start wars, why kill 3,000 Americans if you could just fake it? Huh? Why? Now, you can ignore what I'm saying, but you're going to start looking. I know you're going to look here and there, and you're going to start to see the photoshopping. Guys, go through the Ground Zero pictures. There's thousands of them you could go through. Thousands. You'll see so many that are totally shopped. So many, okay? So many. Now, like I was talking earlier about the victims and the EXIF data, do you know that once that started getting dug up, CNN went and took down all the pictures of the people with the revealing data? And the other thing about the memorial pictures, if you look at some of them, right, they're terrible. Some of them are just god-awful. What family member would let their family keep a picture like that on the memorial, not ask for it to be changed? Oh, I'll tell you, the same type of people that don't want their free money, their free $3 million friggin' dollars that they leave on the table for Uncle Sam to keep, because they don't need it. I mean, their loved one only died. They couldn't use the $2 to $3 million. They would just leave it on the table, right? Right? Unbelievable. Now, guys, there were actors everywhere. Now, I told you about the firefighters that they had, the fake ones that they showed as victims. I showed you the video, okay? I know you might want to watch it a few times, but I'm pretty convinced that there's no denying that, okay? So you're going to ask, well, what about, you know, the other firefighters? I mean, they were all fake. The ones you saw in the interviews, they weren't real firefighters. That's why those interviews are so compelling. Those guys are freaking actors, man. They are, and I'm going to prove it to you. I really am. First, I got two videos I'm going to play. First, I'm going to play one. A lot of you might have heard this before. I'm sure anybody that seriously dug into this has heard it. But for the people that haven't, this is a fake witness. Okay, this is not a real witness. This is somebody that talks about seeing the second plane, the buildings collapse, all that. And he actually talks about the structural failure of the building because of the heat being too intense and all this. And it's something that's never happened in the history of the world. But this guy's predicting that's what took these buildings down, like within minutes of it happening on the street, okay? It's so scripted. But then after that, what I want to play is, and I'm only going to play bits of it, I really hope you guys can watch it, okay? It's a guy that says he's a firefighter, says he's been digging in the debris all day long. It's like 11 at night, okay? Talks about it being like Vietnam in there. Yet his uniform's completely sparkling clean. You could eat off it. And at the end, it's the best. At the end, the reporter, at the anchor at the news desk is like, you know, he described it like Vietnam. And it's almost like a digital effect has obliterated the towers. Except that's what really happened. I mean, except, you know what I mean. Except it really did happen. I'm not saying the digital effect, but he's basically telling you what did happen. And again, guys, I'm not saying the buildings didn't come down. They did come down on 9/11. They absolutely did. I just don't know if they came down at 10:30. They came down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, there was that dust cloud covering him. You don't know. And I have a lot of stuff that will show you the collapse footage was fake. Now, that's not even important. Like I said, that's a theory. But I have a lot of stuff, including the window washes videos, if you guys haven't seen that. There's window washers cleaning one of the buildings right in front of it. Boom, plane hits, right? They still clean the windows. They don't even get down. Boom, second plane hits. Still washing the windows on the outside of the other building. Then when they finally go and put their equipment away, they take their sweet time. They put the scaffolding away. The whole bit, guys. The whole bit. It's completely outrageous. Completely outrageous. Here's that staged interview I want to play first. Listen to this. For those of you that haven't heard, this is ridiculous.
It was in downtown Manhattan when the buildings came down.
It's going to take a minute to get to it.
And hasn't updated the update for
this guy, Rick Leventhal, is going to interview this guy on the street. Just listen.
Well, John, we're on Church Street at Reed Street, for those of you familiar with Lower Manhattan, just a few blocks away from World Trade. Still thick black smoke billowing from the scene where both towers collapsed. Again, just a few blocks away from us. We were standing out here on Church Street when both towers came tumbling down. And each time there was a huge cloud of smoke and debris that came roaring down this street, and everyone literally ran for their lives. At this point, the police have been efforting to establish a perimeter. They're trying to keep people back and make sure that no one gets interferes with their job, which is to try and secure the area, and then get inside that World Trade Center rubble to see whether or not they can locate any survivors who may have been inside the building or just outside the building when it came tumbling down. We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witnessed.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
Guys from the 7th Precinct, the 1st Precinct, the fire department right here, the 7th truck, those guys are all right there at ground zero when those things went down. And God bless, I know there's a lot of guys there that were around there, and hopefully they made it out.
What was happening around you and the streets around you as this was all going down?
Absolute pandemonium. From my viewpoint up 43 floors, I could see people running like ants, just absolutely scurrying for their lives. Billows of smoke coming through the streets, just walking down the street, just pushing everybody back. And then several minutes after, it looked like it had just snowed over the entire area.
Yeah, the debris, the soot was thick on the street. There's still a dusting of it out here. But when I was standing here and the towers collapsed, we saw police officers running for their lives, screaming, "Get back, get back, get back." And I'll tell you, that's a wake-up call when you see cops running for their lives. And people, too, women's pushing baby carriages, that sort of thing.
Well, you had the first tower first. That one, when that first went down, it just pushed everybody back. And it was a good 15 minutes before the second tower finally collapsed.
Yeah.
And it was just overwhelming. And by that point, it was just insane.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of similar stories from people who were inside the building. One gentleman we spoke to earlier today, John, was on the 77th floor and said it was a relatively orderly evacuation at that point after the first plane hit the first tower. Everyone going down the stairs, not a lot of panic, but when they got to the 6th
floor, no video of that, though.
They felt a second shake. And that,
no video of any of that.
Be concerned. Obviously, there were people in the building at the time of this, and some of those people... they haven't recovered them yet, and that's a big issue right now, is trying to get the rescue workers and the emergency crews to the building. There were police officers there and emergency crews there when this was all happening, and they were right at ground zero when it all went down. So can we talk to you? What's your role out here?
Guys, all right, you heard it. You heard enough from that guy. I mean, really? I mean, look how staged that is. Now, a lot of you guys know this guy. This is, like, part of the old information. This isn't anything too revealing, but it's nice to go back and just look at all these videos and look at it from a different angle. Now, it kind of starts to all make sense, okay? I'm just going to play, like, you know what? I'm not even going to play that other video because it's just too much video playing. I'm going to play a little clip for you, though, that I want you guys to listen to about the Social Security Death Index. And 9/11, okay?
Social Security Death Index. Click on the advanced button. Type in the year of death of 2001. Type in the month, September, the day 11, and then put the state of New York. Take a look at what the Social Security Death Index lists as the number of people who died in New York on 9/11/01. It's 405 people. You can click and sort by age and count and see how many people are under the age of, let's say, 80. You're going to come up with an even smaller number, probably somewhere around 200 the last time I checked. Probably even lower than that. And then go into September 12th. The following day, you see a number of deaths listed for that day of 351 in this whole entire state of New York on September 12th of 2011. Then go into the state of New Jersey on September 11th, and you'll get 191 recorded deaths. Now, the Social Security Death Index is very accurate. I've put in several of my relatives and friends and people that I know that have passed away. And without fail, they all appear in the Social Security Death Index. Check this out yourself. I'll have a link in the description. You can click and go to the Social Security Death Index. Put in the parameters. Check it out yourself. Pretty amazing.
All right, guys. That just pretty much reiterates, I mean, what I was saying earlier about the death index, doesn't it? And that was, you know, the point I was making earlier about the average didn't even go up. The number of deaths for the day was 400 in the whole state. I mean, that's the average. The average is right at about 400. The whole state of New York, the average, it didn't even go up that day? I mean, come on, guys. Where are all these victims? Now, remember everything I've been telling you. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of stuff. I did want to get to that Judy Wood thing real quick. Now, this is only 20 seconds, and this is a video clip. If you guys go to the debris section of the blog here, Exhibit C, the lack of debris, and right under where I listed all the missing contents, the thousands of file cabinets and you know, toilets and elevators and everything, it's just all not in the debris pile, okay? And I got the pictures there. Remember everything I've told you? I showed you these pictures earlier. Look at the pictures again. Look at the pile. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. That should be so much higher, guys, like 400 feet higher. I mean, come on. And these pictures are from 9/11 and 9/12. Obviously not the first one, but the other three. Now, right underneath that is there's Judy Wood evidence. Now, this is what a lot of people would say is her best piece of evidence. And when the tower collapses, you're going to see these steel beams that are kind of left. Well, they're going to actually, like, it looks like they vaporize and go up in the atmosphere. And that backs up what she's saying about her weapon. But the reason it does that, guys, here's the reason. You're looking at a special effect. Okay, that's why there's different layers going on. That's why the window washers stay on the building when it's being hit, because that video was recorded earlier. That's why I showed you that video earlier where Tower 7 disappears when the South Tower comes down. It's because you're watching fake video. It's all manipulated. It's all manipulated. A lot of the interviews even were pre-taped. Okay, some of them were even done on green screens. I have evidence of some of those too. Anybody that wants to talk about this sometimes too, like, you know, you want to keep an engaging conversation going with people that get this, come to my site. Come to my site. If you're not on the site right now, come to therealnewsonline.com. Therealnewsonline.com, okay? If you drop a comment on there, the main comment wall, I'll get right back to you. I'm always there. You know what I mean? I'll answer any questions. I have nothing to hide here, okay? And I'm not scared of bringing out any of these taboo subjects about the firemen, the victims. No, I'm not scared, okay? Look at the Judy Wood evidence, steel spires. Watch this clip. I'm going to watch it myself right now as I tell you. You're looking at the South Tower collapse, okay? And right at the end, see those steel beams that are still there? They're going to vaporize and go up. But that's because this is computer generated. Now that I've told you that, right, about the CGI thing, you'll start to notice it in a lot of places. Like, for instance, those videos I showed you earlier with the CNN shot with the plane going into the building. Besides just the plane, if you look at, like, the building on the left and the border of it, I mean, it just looks so fake. And there's a lot of videos where when you look – it's always when you look at the collapse footage, always when the building's damaged or on fire, okay? It always has this weird look to it. Sometimes almost like it has no windows type of look. You know what I mean? Like this sheen look over it. There's these other times where you can see you can see a border like drawn on it. Like you can tell that it's a graphic and not an actual building. Okay? Now, even some of the more key evidence, and people will forget about this, go back and reassess your old evidence, people. Look at it through this new set of eyes. For instance, 9/11 victim supposedly killed off. Okay, that's another bullcrap story, man. These witnesses killed off after that supposedly witnessed explosions or whatever. Here's one you're going to remember. Kenny Johanneman. You guys remember him? He was the guy that supposedly grabbed the guy coming out the elevator, had the skin melting off. He had to carry him, yada, yada, yada. Kenny Johanneman, I got an interview of him. He's got a white shirt on, totally pressed and clean, not a drop of blood on him, all right, for somebody carrying somebody whose skin was melting. And when you look behind him, this is great. When you look behind him as he's talking, see, these are little things that they don't pick up on. They don't realize they made an error because it's so embedded within the other things that people don't really see it, even the people working on it, okay? Kenny Johanneman, he's giving an interview outside the tower, is talking about the explosions in the basement, and you see the tower behind him, and if you look up, half the antenna is missing. And no, the pitch is not cut off right there. You can see the sky above it. Half the antenna is just gone. Well, how does that happen in a real video? These don't just keep happening in real videos all the time. People try and say compression issues. And no, guy, come on. Shadows going opposite ways. It's just all this stuff. It's like the moon landing all over again. It really is. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the same people that worked on that worked on this. But that's where Judy Wood's evidence comes from. It comes from looking at a computer-generated image. And the same thing with the cars that were burnt up. That wasn't from a directed energy weapon. Go look at the evidence again, guys. Look how many cars don't even have license plates on them. It looks like they got dropped off from the friggin' junkyard. Think about it. You know, 9/11 was not a false flag terror attack. 9/11 was a media psyop to drag us into war and to get you to support it, okay? And myself, when it first went down, I supported the wars. I did. I didn't support Iraq. I didn't get that. But Afghanistan, you're damn right I wanted to get the bastard. And it was all fake. The whole thing was fake. It was fraudulent. People talk about Osama bin Laden, CIA asset, maybe. Maybe he wasn't even that. Maybe that whole thing is bogus. The whole story about him. But I don't know. That's something I don't have the proof on, so I'm not going to tell you. You know, I'm not going to tell you that I know the answer to that. Okay? But I'm allowed to speculate, just like the rest of you, ain't I? Guys, go back. You know, we're going to wrap this up soon, too. And I'm going to have to finish some things tomorrow that I want to get into. Guys, go back and just go through the things I'm saying, and you'll find it to be true. Start looking for photoshopping, okay? That's key number one. Start looking for photoshopping in images of Ground Zero, you know, the whole area around the debris pile. Look for photoshopping with victims, especially with victims. Guys, there's no denying the pictures I put up there have photoshopping going on. I mean, there's no denying they took the face. You just put it on a different picture. I mean, you really can't. And I could see if I just put four or five pictures up and that was it. Okay, this kid, you know, it looks like five of them are maybe fake. Guys, they're everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, you'll find tons of them. Tons of them. It just goes on and on and on. And, you know, there's another thing that I didn't really get into too much, but they've actually used some celebrities to morph some of these faces, you know? And I'm not going to speculate and tell you which ones I think are who, but they really did. They really did. And it's a big joke to them. They have a list that came out. I think it was in the New York Times, right? This list came out. I'm sorry for just rambling on, guys. I want to give you all the 9/11 info I can. There's a lot of stuff. I researched into a lot of this stuff, and I know everybody researched 9/11. I understand. I made it my full-time job for like the last 2 years, last year and a half, okay? I mean, I've been digging. 9/11, man, where was I just going with? See, I get lost sometimes in my own thought. I don't mean to do that to you. Yeah, so basically, you know, this thing was a 30-year plan. They pulled off the illusion by putting the subway in the bottom of the building, putting the observation deck on the restaurant up top. They tell you, think about this, right? They tell you that on 9/11, you know, most of the people that died were above the 92nd floor, which would make sense if you believe the official things, because that's where Kenneth Fitzgerald, Marshall McLennan were, that's where a lot of the people worked. But again, the 92nd floor and up, well, 92 to 101 is the exact floors the art students are telling you are hollow. As a matter of fact, they have it drawn in a diagram. They even have the impact of, like, what the supposed to be the plane drawn, talking about the emptiness of the building, okay? It's not a coincidence. When you add these things up, you know, the images of, like I said, the Edna woman waving, and you can see the big black void behind her. What else did I want to – there's just so many things about this that it's unbelievable. I mean, it's quite the plan. Doesn't this change everything, though? Doesn't this change – I'm not saying 9/11 is any less heinous of a crime. It's just it's weird. It's a weird thought, right? It's a weird process I went through emotionally realizing this stuff. I mean, really, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Just, and anytime you're starting to doubt this, okay, if you're starting to doubt the information you learned tonight, go back and look at the list that I posted of what is supposed to be in the debris pile. Okay, do you remember that? The things that are supposed to be in the debris pile, I mean, it's just, it's absurd what's not there. Thousands and thousands of everything. File cabinets, doors, refrigerators, you know, everything. No, I'm trying to find the, here we go. I was trying to find the list as I was reading it off to you. And don't forget to look through the occupancy report. You know, people want to say, oh, well, I don't believe something. But then they don't even really look into it. Don't tell me you don't believe this without scouring through the occupancy report, without watching hundreds of hours of videos. Don't tell me that because it's insulting. It really is. And who are you to think that you can find out the real truth about the biggest cover-up in the history of our country, probably, by not putting in a full effort? I mean, seriously. You think it's just going to get handed to you on a silver platter, people? No, it's not going to get handed to you on a silver platter. Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, here's the list again. I'm going to post this in the chat for the people in the chat. You know, all these contents in the building. And those are the tough questions. Now, when you're trying to tell people this, and I hope you guys do, I hope you guys take this information, pass it around. I posted my blog right in the chat there, guys. Grab that link. That's what you want to share with people. When you don't have time to tell them, but you want them to read, you send them that. It's in-depth. It'll take them probably a half hour to read it. And then whatever time it takes to look at, I have all of this stuff in there. All of this, and then some, okay? All the videos, the pictures, everything except for the CGI, the computer-generated image stuff about the collapse footage and all that. I wasn't too sure about that a while ago. I had a hint of it, so I didn't put it in the blog. Pretty sure about it now, though. I mean, I've got a lot of evidence of it, but that's not the important thing anyways. The important thing is, where's all the contents of the building? Where's the video of all the people running out of the building? And another thing I didn't mention about that, you know, all the people running out of the building, and, you know, you have that guy. People always say, well, you know, what about all the people that see in the second plane? And people just say that without knowing what they're saying. Well, what about them? There's hardly any of them, first of all. There's like less than 100. The ones that did all seem to be an executive vice president or a high-level producer for the major news agencies. I mean, come on, guys. These are all the people that called in reporting the second plane. It wasn't even the regular street reporters. Imagine that. Why is that? Because they didn't want to tell everybody. Not everybody at the media knew. Okay, I got to get some of these facts out real quick. Guys, we're going to wrap this up in 20 minutes. If you guys can stick around till the top of the hour, 20 minutes, I promise, we'll have this wrapped up. We'll have this nice for you, okay? What was I just saying? I hate when I do that. Oh, the questions you need to ask. Where's all the video of the people? Now, the thing that people harp on is, you know, well, what about all the people that saw the second plane? And I'm telling you, like I said, all high-level producers and executives of the news agency, most of the anchors and stuff didn't know. And they didn't need to know, and they didn't need to be filled in. You only needed people at the top to know and somebody that could technically do what they needed to do as far as displaying these fraudulent images, okay? So basically, you need one really good technical guy and one boss, and that's what a lot of the places had. And, you know, not only that, guys, not only was there under 100 people and they were all controlled that called in about the second plane. Remember the numbers they spit out? 50,000 people in the building. Let's just do some math. 50,000 people in the building. 3,000 dead. 47,000 people doing what? Running out of the building and doing what? Looking up at the buildings, right? What are you going to do when your building's hit by a plane and you're lucky enough to run out to the street? 100% of you, what are you going to do? You're going to look at the building. So how many people should have seen the second plane after the one plane already hit the towers and they had, like, what was it, 15 minutes till the next one? So it wasn't, like, so long that people stopped looking at it. There's a big gaping hole in the building. And you're telling me there's not like 30,000 people talking about it, seeing it? Pretty crazy, huh? And here's the thing that gets it going, too. And they're so smart when they plan these things. People, let's say you're from New York. And let's say you happen to live somewhere near the World Trade Center and you saw the explosion. Now, I'm going to tell you, there was an explosion, but there was no second plane, okay? There was an explosion. And the reason they did that is for the people that live there, the people on the that really were on the street somehow, okay? They had an explosion. Now, if you saw everything go down, all the supposed carnage and the explosion and everything else, and your buddy who's not from New York saw, yeah, and with the plane, you've seen that plane? He's like, yeah, I've seen the plane. A lot of people will say that, even though they didn't see the plane. Yeah, I've seen the plane. You see the plane. The other thing, too, like with the victims, you know, people will say because they hear that a person is from their town or their city, they'll defend it like crazy, like they knew the person. And it happens to me around here all the time, one of the pilots. And, you know, that's the first thing everybody says. And then I say, what about him? Well, he lived there. Everybody knows him. Did you ever meet him? No. And everybody's always got an uncle, okay? Don't buy that story. You ever notice it's never a direct family member. It's always an uncle or a cousin or an aunt. Somebody that they could easily maybe just not see anymore. Or somebody they could have just been told died and really didn't. Like, hey, we have a family member that died. And it just gets passed on and on and on and on and on. And that's just how it goes. It's the biggest deception. I was so glad when I found out, you know, that it was a meteor event. And the reason why is because I was reciting lies, you know. I'm over here trying to wake everybody up. And I'm playing a bunch of disinformation. And speaking on that, you know, Loose Change, for instance. Absolute disinformation. In hindsight, looking back at it, I mean, it's one of the biggest problems with the truth movement. It was a way of backing up the official story from another angle. And they pushed it on everybody. But it was still good in a sense because it woke me up. You know, it woke me up to realizing that we were being lied to. We were being lied to about the whole day. So it made me investigate. And the thing is, most people will they'll just stop right there. You know, they won't keep investigating. They'll stop once they get somebody they like, for instance, in the truth movement. They'll just follow them, you know. Guys, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and then we're going to wrap it up with our last segment. You're listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely. Okay, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us. That was our last break of the night. We're going to wrap this up really, really soon. I want to thank everybody that's been listening all night. If you've been listening on any other networks, I know we have a couple of other stations that are picking us up and simulcasting us. I know some of you might listen to the archive. Some of you might have it shared from somebody. You're listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. And we're on every Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, okay? 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. And we don't usually go this long. We usually go till about 1:30, though. We usually put in almost 3 hours, me and Justin. Justin was a little under the weather tonight, so I want to thank him for even coming on. He was really feeling sick early and wasn't going to come on. He came on because I had told so many people we were doing it. I'm really glad he did. I'm glad all you guys tuned in. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to hit on before I get off. I think that's pretty much it. I just hope you guys will look into this and look into all the things I've said because my claims are true, okay? You need to start looking for these other things in the videos and the pictures. And I mean, just think about it. I mean, why would they fake all these deaths? Why would they fake the jumpers? Why would they fake the memorials? Why would they fake this and leave some of it to be real? No. I'm sorry. It wasn't. And I know that's really hard for some people to grasp. And I don't blame you. I mean, 9/11 is what woke you up. And, you know, I'm going to touch on something real quick. I'm not going to get too into it. But the same people that you think are on your side in the truth movement, they're really against you. People like Jason Burmes, even Alex Jones, okay? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. I'll post a link to a playlist I put together exposing a lot of stuff about him. And you know, like I said, I was a huge fan. You're talking to a Prison Planet subscriber. I bought a year up front, okay? Huge fan. Once I found out he was lying about 9/11, I started looking at all these things he said and done. And wow. Wow. Not what you thought. Before we get off, I'm just going to play you a quick video of Alex Jones' reaction to the second plane. I'm going to do a whole show on the truth movement. And, you know, on the controlled opposition in it, and I'll probably make that one of the next shows. We talk about that a lot on here because it's very important that you don't follow these people. I'm gonna play this one clip, and then we'll be wrapping it up soon. But just listen to how they act to people. You've seen the pictures I posted with the plane halfway embedded in the building. Well, did you know it's a mental illness if you think the plane was fake? That's what they'll tell you.
Before I digress and forget about it, this is all I'm going to say. I think all you no planers ought to really be proud of yourselves. Those of you that are weak-minded and have followed the different feds that have put that out, no planes at the towers, you ought to really be proud of yourselves because Howard Stern has now given a no-planer a show on his network. That's what the establishment is doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you've done to this country. That's you're not going to stop 9/11 truth. It's one of the only effective attacks the enemy has launched. And but people are getting sophisticated and now and realizing exactly what you're doing. If you can't beat us on the facts, you will then magnify kook 9/11 groups to then make us all look bad. It's called black propaganda. And it's not going to work. And that's all I'm going to say on that subject. But people tell me I ought to like Howard Stern, and he's had Bapa Booey call in here, whatever that twit's name, and it was him. They bragged about it. They don't like this show. They've called me before. Repeatedly, the Howard Stern show has, and vetted me to come on, and I just basically told them, you know, I don't need to be, you know, told I need to come on and act stupid. Hey, you want to come on and act stupid? We only want you on here to come on and act stupid. No, I don't want to come on and act stupid. See, I'm not like that. I won't geek for you so I can get attention to destroy this country. Understand? That's not how this works, and it's a despicable thing, and people should cancel their XM Sirius contracts because of it. If you've got it, you should call them and cancel it.
You see the attack? You see the personal attacks on people that believe that no planes were used to hit the towers? You're a weak-minded fool and your mental illness? Here's another example. Here's his buddy, Jason Berman. This is the last video play. He's talking about September Clues, which is probably the one movie that actually has a good amount of the fakery aspect to it. And it shows by far. I mean, this is how I learned the second plane wasn't real. This really helped. I mean, I saw a lot of other stuff, too. But, I mean, this does a great job of proving it. And just listen to the personal attacks.
Hey, good.
Sean in Minneapolis, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening to you, Jason. I want to get your perspective. I just saw a documentary recently called September Clues. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
What's your take on it?
I think it's total bull. All right. Listen, the one thing that they keep playing over and over again, nose out, nose out, nose out, West Cam, nose out. Look, that's one video. Then you look at the other videos from the other side that are much closer. And yeah, it does look like there is this protruding thing on the other side. You know, I don't know whether it's the fuselage on the plane, whether or not it was a drone, or maybe it shot a missile, or maybe it's one of the engines that pierces through. But that doesn't prove to me, quote unquote, TV fakery. On top of that, there are now, September Clues came out probably like, I want to say two plus years ago, close to 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more. It was just before we released Loose Change Final Cut. I'm pretty sure they put it out. Anyway, there are even more videos of the second plane hitting the World Trade Center released by Pentbomb only 6 months ago. A lot of the videos that were taken by amateurs. Now, anybody who, some of the amateurs were across the Hudson River, okay? And the one in particular that I like to point to that literally to me proves there is no way that TV fakery even is a remote possibility is the one over the Hudson River where you can barely see the plane. I mean, it's like this little gray blotch with wings. And as it approaches the World Trade Center, it almost blends in as they're similar colors. You know what I'm saying? And this video will coincide with the Jennifer Spell video, the CNN video, all this other stuff, right? And the flash is still there when you can barely see the plane. That flash under the right-hand side of the fuselage, basically a little bit to the left of where the engine would be, is still in the video. So you're telling me that they faked all the media reports, then they faked all the amateur footage. No one caught amateur footage of the plane not hitting the building and never released it because the government is all-powerful, and that's something they don't control. I mean, for example, you know, when they shot that guy in Oakland, and they said, the cameras didn't work. And this is in the subway system. About six other people caught it on their cell phone cameras. You know what I'm saying? So someone would have caught the building exploding without a plane hitting it, and they wouldn't have been able to doctor it. It would have hit somewhere. You know what I'm saying? On top of that evidence, I mean, you have hundreds of eyewitnesses that a plane hit the building. Then you look at the shape of the hole.
All work for the media.
Exact shape of the hole that the plane.
Let's talk about that. Do you think a plane going 500 miles an hour smashing into a concrete building is going to leave a hole cut out looking just like the airplane? I mean, is this the Roadrunner?
Plane hit. In other words, it has the two wing sections, it has the body section in the exact spot the videos show. And then on there's just so many things wrong with it. They try to overlay videos on top of one another and say that the landscape is wrong. I can tell you from firsthand, from shooting in different, you know, with a wide angle lens, with a regular lens, shooting at 720 by 480 instead of 640 by 360, all these different things, that of course it's going to be different. You're shooting at a separate angle from a separate place with a separate type of camera.
So I'm not going to play the whole thing. So basically, you know, once you start talking about no planes, you get attacked, and they don't want you to go any farther down that road. And they try and, you know, push that on their listeners. They do. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they'll follow. They need a leader. They need somebody to follow. I'm not a follower. I don't know if I'm a leader. I think maybe I am. I'm definitely a critical thinker, okay? I think outside the box, and that's part of what got me here. And, you know, I hope you guys continue to think outside the box. And, I hope you guys really, really look into my information. Please, please, you have to. You have to look into this, okay? There's too much here. You know right now that what I'm saying has to have a lot of truth to it. You wouldn't still be listening. I see how many people are listening. Nobody's dropped off. Everybody's still here, okay? So don't think that you can't talk about this with other people, because other people, once they know this information, it just makes so much sense, too. I mean, besides all the evidence, I mean, why kill the 3,000 Americans if you don't need to? And think about it. If they killed 3,000 Americans, the families would be irate, going nuts, trying to get the story out, going after the government. They eliminated all of that. They just didn't kill anybody. As a matter of fact, they built these buildings with the intention of knocking them down one day and blaming somebody. I don't think they had the exact country to target who they wanted to blame yet, but they planned on it. I mean, that's why the buildings were built. That's how they were built so fast, so under budget. It's completely amazing. It's completely amazing. But, you know, if you guys have any questions or anything, we're going to open the phone lines a lot more next week, I promise. We usually have it open all show. You guys can call in. I didn't want to get sidetracked tonight. I wanted to get all this out. And look how long it took. I mean, it's been 5 hours, right? Yeah, almost 5 hours. 4.5 hours I've been doing this, and, you know, for a good portion of it alone, too. So, I mean, we got a lot of information out, and we'll touch on it a little bit next show. If you guys want to call in, have any questions on it, absolutely, we'll talk about anything you want whenever you call. So, you know, bring it up. Bring up some of the stuff. If you don't agree with some of it, bring it up. But, you know, you better be willing to hear me out and look at what I got, because I'm going to look at what you got, and I'm going to hear you out, okay? Anybody else, you know, to find us, to find any of our shows, guys, they're all right here where you got this show, Real News Radio. That's at www.therealnewsonline.com, The Real News Online. I mean, it's easy, therealnewsonline.com. Go to the page that says Real News Radio. You pick up the stream there. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, you can get our entire archive, every single show that we've done. It's all labeled so you know what they're about. You can press play right on the page to play it, or you can click the thing that says download file, but it doesn't even make you download. It just opens it in a new window. So then you can get a URL, and you can share that file if you want that way. Rather than having to send people an MP3, you can just post that link to them, and they can click on it and hear the show. I think that's about it. Guys, you know, to get us on the go, we work great on mobile browsers, and the stream works fine. But work even better on the Droid app. We have a Droid app. I have an iPhone app coming soon. The Droid app is free, obviously. I would think of charging people for that. It's crazy. You can click the link. I think I put a link right up on the Real News Radio page, and I know I got one on the homepage. If you download the app, you'll get all of our content on the go, our blogs, our news, our shows, you know, everything. Videos we put up, whatever. Everything you can get right on your Droid app, including the ability to just call right into the show easily. Okay? So, guys, I mean, that's pretty much it, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Real News Radio. For Justin Cook, I'm Brian Stavely, and I am out of here. It's-